bioelectromagnetic healing, a rationale for its use. Written by Thomas Vallone, Ph.D. Narrated by Walter Brown. Preface. This field started for me in 1987 with a bioelectromagnetics instrument design portfolio that eventually comprised AC and DC Gauss meters, geomagnetometers, electrostatic and ion current meters, still sold by IntegrityDesign.com, ELF spectrum analyzers, and a dental vapor ionizer. I was privileged to exchange viewpoints with Dr. Robert O'Becker about the possibility of measuring a brain's magnetoencephalogram, MEG, with off-the-shelf high-gain amplifier chips and, of course, the effect of the Earth's Tesla-Schumann resonance of 7.8 Hz on brain waves. A year later, I befriended the Russian medical doctor, Mebichkov, who had finally been allowed to emigrate to the U.S. in 1987. He had authored 83 journals and secret publications from 1948 until 1973, in Russian mostly, devoted to bioelectromagnetics. One of his secret patents in Russia was devoted to a system for remote influence of brain potentials on animal and man by means of modulation of radiofrequency radiation. This expert in a field that seemed to be just emerging in the U.S. told me that electromagnetic medicine was utilized in medical clinics throughout Russia. In fact, Dr. Bychkov said, for example, if a patient came in with an ear infection, an electromagnetic device was pointed toward the ear for a few minutes to eliminate the infection. He went on to convince me of the wide range of bioelectromagnetic instrumentation that his country had already developed and put to use in the medical field. The work I did a few years later with ELF Labs in Illinois and a few others gave me greater respect for such therapeutic applications of bioelectromagnetic high-voltage devices. However, it was the many lectures from Dr. Bob Beck that really impressed me with what a physicist and engineer can contribute to this field. Bob was famous for recovering bioelectromagnetic treatment devices, as in one case, a high-priced Russian electrotherapy instrument, and then making inexpensive consumer models for the general public. Some of his work on the Kali patent is an example of his thoroughness. It is obvious to most of those who study this field that it really comprises the medicine of the future. The sad and deeply disturbing truth is that it has already been invented and presented to the medical profession over 100 years ago here in the U.S. Natural healing has become a popular topic for book titles. A neglected source of healing found in nature is bioelectromagnetism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?